You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Monday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 12th, and we had a jam-packed weekend with the Olympics wrapping up, the NFL preseason starting, and some MLB games as too, so let's talk about it. We will start off with the conclusion of the Olympics this weekend as the U.S. men's basketball team won the gold medal against France with a 98-87 win on Saturday. Wemby was actually pretty good in this one in the losing effort as he finished with 26 points and 7 rebounds on 58% shooting, and France kept it relatively close throughout, but this was the Americans' game to lose. Curry went nuts again, making 8 more threes in this one with a bunch of big ones down the stretch, and LeBron was his usual self, scoring 14 points and facilitating with 10 assists. He also had 6 rebounds and 2 steals, and he also won MVP of the Olympic tournament just 4 months before his 40th birthday, which is just wild. KD and Booker also both had 15 for the U.S., and Anthony Davis had a solid game off the bench. He had 8 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks. This was now the Americans' 5th straight gold medal, and they now have won 17 of the 21 golds in Olympic history. And this team was just so fun to watch, especially having Curry, LeBron, and KD together. You know, it's unlikely we'll see them on the 2028 team, so there's a lot of questions now as to who will be leading that team when the Olympics come to Los Angeles. You have to assume Anthony Edwards, Tatum, Maxey, and Booker will probably be back, and then I think they'll have some combination of, like, Ja, Reed Shepard, De'Aaron Fox, and probably Donovan Mitchell, maybe, among some others. But we'll see how that plays out in a few years. You never know who might step up and, you know, separate themselves as one of the elite players in the game. But aside from the gold medal match, we also had the third place game on Saturday where Serbia beat Germany 93-83 to win the bronze medal. Jokic led the way in that one with just the 5th triple-double in Olympic history as he finished with 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists in the win. Bogdanovic also added 16 points for the Serbians. And then the Wagner brothers were really good again for Germany as they combined for 35 points, but it was obviously not enough, as they go home empty-handed after they had won their previous 12 international matches before losing these last two Olympic games. And those previous 12 wins included the World Cup final last year in which they beat this Serbian team. Looking at some of the other notable events to wrap up the Olympics, the U.S. women's national team won gold in the soccer final with a 1-0 victory over Brazil. Shelby McEwen won silver in the men's high jump. Masai Russell won gold in the women's 100-meter hurdles. And then Grant Fisher, who had that incredible comeback in the 10,000-meter to win bronze, also won bronze in the 5,000-meter men's final. And then both of the men's and women's 4x4 teams won gold. The U.S. men's water polo team won their bronze medal match against Hungary. The U.S. women's volleyball team got silver after falling just short in the gold medal match. And then the U.S. women's basketball team barely won gold against France as they squeaked out a 67-66 victory. And, you know, obviously you won gold, like you did everything you needed to do. But I will say I didn't hear like anything about this team during their entire run throughout the whole tournament. And I guarantee that would have been different if they would have just had Caitlin Clark on the roster. You know, the ratings weren't good. Nobody really cared. And you had Diana Taurasi on the team, who arguably took that last spot from Caitlin Clark. And she didn't even play in the gold medal match. And aside from that, in all of the games that she did play, she only averaged a point per game on 16% shooting. You can't tell me it wouldn't have been worth it to have Clark on that team just to at least get more eyeballs on the game. But, you know, at the end of the day, they still win the gold. And this, you know, anti-Caitlin Clark hill is one that they apparently want to die on. So they're just going to have to live with the repercussions. You know, the narrative could have been so different around women's basketball and the state of the game after this. But here we are with another gold medal that, you know, 35 people watched them win. But oh well, looking at the Olympics as a whole, the U.S. finished tied with China for the most gold medals with 40, but the Americans had the most overall with 126 compared to just 91 from China. So another absolute dominant performance for the U.S. across these entire Olympic Games, and already looking forward to the 2028 Olympics, which will be held back in the U.S. in Los Angeles. And also in 2028, we get a bunch of new sports that'll be added to the games, which should be interesting. They'll have baseball, softball, flag football, cricket, lacrosse, and squash. So I'm sure the U.S. team is going to have competitive teams for each of those as well. Maybe not cricket as much, but especially the other ones, I think they're going to be really competitive. So that should help out even more in some more potential gold medals. But as we wrap up the Olympics, we finally got football back with some more NFL preseason games starting this past week. We had a bunch of games this weekend with a lot of notable players getting some snaps, which was pretty cool. Yesterday, the Broncos and Colts combined to score like 64 points in a game where apparently nobody wanted to play defense. But Bo Nix looked really good in his rookie debut. You know, again, there wasn't much defense played, but he still went 15 for 21 with 125 yards and a touchdown. Looking at some of the other rookie QBs, Jaden Daniels looked great for the Commanders on his first and only drive as he threw for 45 yards. Then he also scrambled for a touchdown. Caleb Williams also flashed some moments of brilliance in his two drives that both resulted in field goals for the Bears as they crushed the Bills 33-6. And then J.J. McCarthy, he had an up-and-down game for the Vikings. He threw two touchdowns, which are great, but he also threw an interception in their win. And then speaking of up-and-down games, Stetson Bennett threw for 224 yards, and he had the game-winning touchdown pass for the Rams, but he also threw four interceptions. So he was just slinging that thing around, hoping for the best. Some of the other interesting performances, Will Levis, he threw two touchdowns against the Niners. And then Joe Burrow actually played in his first preseason game ever, and he was 5 for 7 with 51 yards and a touchdown in his only drive of the night in their 14-17 loss to the Bucks. So obviously they lose, but with Burrow only playing one drive, he looked really good. And their rookie, Jermaine Burton, he looked really good as well. So even if they lose T at the end of the year, that wide receiver room still looks really bright. Between Burton, they've got Yoshivash as well. I'm sure they'll extend Chase. So they've just got some dudes in that wide receiver room, and I think they'll be just fine. But anyway, with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Monday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.